Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We have $1,000 for you with the free money name game coming up in 20 minutes.
Alrighty.
Now you got to get that $1,000 by typing in free money for Kid Nation on your social media. You still have time to do that in those 20 minutes.
In fact, if you don't win then, try back in an hour. We'll have two brand new initials for you.
Doing it twice a day.
Yep.
Now, if you're going to get in trouble at work and get suspended and all that, you might as well get suspended for something hilarious.
You would think.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than actually getting in real trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Ronald Dillon. He's a computer specialist for the New York City Health Department.
Okay.
He has been suspended for 20 days without pay for talking in a deliberately robotic fashion.
Hmm?
Yeah, when he was taking calls. His boss had told him to stop doing that.
Like, thank you for calling. If you would like customer service, please
like
press
robot.
1.
Yeah, exactly. He used his robot voice on at least 5 occasions between February and April of 2013. So I guess they had to do a full-on investigation on Ronald.
Okay.
Now, Dillon has worked for the health department since 1976. Never faced disciplinary action until this robot incident took place.
Maybe poor guy just got a little bored.
Yeah, job's a little stale.
Well, he does have a good reason, Jenna. He claimed he wasn't mimicking a robot. He was just slowly reading from a script that his bosses had instructed him to read to taking callers when they were complaining.
He's kind of lashing out a little bit.
Yeah. He says he speaks fast and he has a Brooklyn accent. So this guy has to slow it down a little bit for these guys over here.
Yeah.
That's what you had to do.
You talking to me?
He's backpedaling.
Now, Ronald admits he's not a people person, that his boss Barry has picked on him. He's simply just trying to appease his boss by making his voice sound neutral on the phone and not trying to be a robot. Well played, Ronald Dillon.
So he got suspended for 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Wow.
For speaking like a robot on the phone with the people.
If I was doing a customer service job for what? 40 years, 30-something years, I would probably at some point try and have fun with it and do different accents.
Why not?
I always love when I encounter a customer service rep that's either A, in a really great mood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or just, you know, is doing something funny and making small talk when I'm sitting there waiting on them to help me with a problem. Why not?
I got suspended once from Linens and Things.
Okay.
I'm bragging.
What did you do?
We used to work in the back sometimes to get all the carts full of the boxes and all that stuff.
The linens and things.
So, yeah, so we had just gotten a nice package of towels, and we had that one roller, the ab roller thing.
Yeah.
So we put them all up around the packaging of the towels.
Right.
And then we went up to the top of the shelves, and we were jumping off of them.
Onto the towels?
Yeah.
You could have been hurt.
No, but it was fun. And then they suspended us for a week without pay.
I'm surprised they didn't just fire you.
Right?
I
got suspended once.
I was JC from Linens and Things.
I got suspended once on my... Well, no, I got fired. What are you suspended? Okay, so I guess that's a different situation. I went to sleep, though. I went to sleep watching films trying to sell Nissans.
The training video.
Yeah.
I got suspended. I was a bartender in college to make extra money, and I got suspended, not fired, but suspended because they noticed a consistent, like, tab credit card issue. Al, you know this is a bar owner. Because most of my friends would come visit me, and they noticed that all of my credit card tabs, like multiple Friday happy hours, were $5 with $40 tips.
Oh.
Because
that's called stealing.
That's
suspended?
I wasn't ringing up all the drinks for my friends.
Yeah.
Sometimes you forget, Jenna.
Yeah.
Now let's go to Goody Goody Kelly. You ever been?
I was fired. I've never been suspended.
You were fired?
Yeah, at the diet center.
Goody Goody Kelly was fired.
Yeah. He told the story.
Eating the food at the diet center.
Yeah, they had free snacks in the back and for the employees, and I ate them all. That wasn't really the epitome of what the message they were trying to teach.
That wasn't your finest moment, Kelly.
I wouldn't think.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Funniest thing you've done to get in trouble at work? We'll start with Sarah. What happened?
I got in trouble for singing and being too chipper.
What?
What?
What were you singing?
Yeah.
Were you singing what song were you singing? I don't get this. I want my people to be in a good mood.
It wasn't just one song. Apparently, it had been an issue for the office over a period of time, and I got called in the office one day and was just written up because I was singing in too chipper. I don't sing as much anymore, but...
Yeah. Do you work at a morgue by chance, sir?
Yeah, where do you work? What kind of office?
I work in a medical office.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, if she worked at a morgue, I don't think the people, the clients, would be bothered.
They wouldn't complain.
I mean, one of the, that's true. One of the favorite thing about going to my dentist's office is they all sing. The dentists all sing.
It wasn't even like we saw patients in our office. It was like the administrative side of it.
Oh, boring. People are so grumpy.
Yeah, I'm sorry you got in trouble for that, Sarah. That's rude.
You can work for me anytime.
Or maybe it's you just sing.
I think it was the tone and the pitch of my singing that bothered people more than the actual singing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Sarah. You keep on singing. If you get fired, we'll tell you where Kelly goes to the dentist. Trevor, what'd you do to get in trouble at work?
So I worked in an oil and gas company in Fort Worth, and one afternoon we were going to lunch as a team, and I had one of my earbuds in just listening to music. And I got let go because I was antisocial due to that.
Was that a requirement? You have to socialize with your coworkers?
Well, that was the thing. I was actually talking with a few guys I was working with. You know, we were on the other ends of the table, but she took that as I was being antisocial because I had one earbud in and I was just listening to music. And I wasn't like jamming out or anything. Just listening to music.
Way to be antisocial there,
bro. I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Give him a chance to take the earbud out.
Yeah, they didn't even give him a chance, Big Al Mac.
Hold up, we have a funny one from Facebook. Jessica wrote us, and we're talking about the silly reasons you got suspended or fired in trouble at work. She says, my husband was fired for eating an orange during a smoke break at work. Everyone was allotted smoke breaks, and he doesn't smoke, so he ate an orange on his break, and he got fired for it.
Wow.
Well, oh, my gosh. He was making a point, and a very good one.
But, hey, aren't you glad he has a lot of free time now?
This one made me laugh. What? Nicole wrote on her Facebook page that she got fired from Subway for not having the fire in my eyes. I guess my passion for making sandwiches just wasn't there.
Having the fire,
yeah, the fire in your eyes.
Hey. Yeah, you got to have that fire in your eyes.
Sandwich artist, you got to.
That's funny.
Alita, why'd you get in trouble at work?
I got in trouble last year. I used to teach at a private school near New Orleans. Uh-huh. And one of the kids had given me kind of a stomach flu. And spent all weekend in the bathroom.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we know that
on
happens.
On Monday morning, I had to give them my lesson plan, so I emailed it, and the title of the email was, My Butt Hurt.
My butt hurt?
My butt hurt.
Wow.
You got trouble for that?
I got called out for being unprofessional because all of administration shared it with each other, and they did not. It was funny.
Yeah. Aww. Thanks, Alita. That's not necessary.
Oh, man. Oh. Sorry about that. Yeah.
If JC was a principal, he would have been fine with
it. Oh, I would have given you a raise for that. Cynthia, why'd you get in trouble at work?
I got in trouble for when my boss will tell me to do something, I will tell him that it's not in my job description if it's not something I'm supposed to do.
Oh,
we love to hear that.
Oh, the literal employee.
Yeah.
I like you.
What about the person who does every job she's asked because she wants to climb that ladder? That's not you?
I used to be that person.
They beat it out of you?
You retired.
Well, I couldn't do my own job, so then I had to kind of...
Yeah. You got to learn to say no sometimes.
Well,
Kelly,
what happened when you said no? They fired you?
No, I just didn't do it.
You didn't get in trouble?
Well, I did get in trouble, but...
It's not in her job description.
It wasn't in my job description.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, all right, keep that ambition going.
I think we use that excuse around here all the time. But we do. Let's go here with Lindsay.
Hi, I got in trouble because... Well, actually, I got fired because I wore red cowboy boots. And my boss said that it made guys think dirty thoughts. Yeah.
That's great.
He has a point.
I want to see a picture of them boots.
Yeah, he has a point,
well,
Lindsay.
They were regular cowboy boots. There's nothing special about them. But to be fair, I had been warned once before because my breasts were too big.
What was your job?
I hate when my breasts are too big.
What was your job?
I was a car salesman. I was actually their number one car salesman. So I worked with a whole bunch of guys.
Were. Them boots were working, girl.
Yeah.
Boots and boobs. Boops and booms, cars.
I showed my boobie.
That's how she sold that one.
That's funny. Well, you can continue the conversation on our kid Facebook page. And by the way, I know Alex from Target is trending right now on on Twitter, and I need to post this to my Instagram as well. It's not Alex from Target, but it is hashtag Big Al from Kid Nation. If you want to Get that trend started.
I thought it was Big Al from the pumpkin patch.
You can retweet it, and I'm going to put it up on my Instagram, too. Let's make Big Al. Come on. Big Al, you want to be on Ellen,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, heck yeah. Yeah, heck yeah.
We should have picked a different shirt today. Mikey, you have an announcement?
Yeah, some other people are trying to cash in on the Alex from Target fame. Some other hashtags that are starting to get legs are hashtag Nathan from Taco Bell and hashtag Daquan from Staples.
Ah, Daquan, me.
Shout out.
My dude.
Hey, they can't top Big Al from Kid Nation, dang, I'm going to tell you right now.
I like Daquan from Staples.
Yeah, y'all retweet that. Where
I'm Instagramming it, okay. And I've already tweeted it.
All right.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back.
Free Money Name Game.
Oh, it's time to play the Free Money Name Game. Every week we do it.
Let's do it.
I know, get excited, Al.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Let's do it.
Every week we've changed it up with how we get your letters.
Mm-hmm.
They have to match your first and last name. This week we're letting our nice Southern Belle Kelly Raspberry shoot a Nerf gun.
I'm warming up because I think I'm gonna get my concealed handgun license. Mm-hmm. So back off.
Dang right.
That is terrifying.
That is scary.
I never thought I'd be a gun owner, but I'm kind of getting excited about it.
Yeah. Kelly's gonna go take that class and then you know she's gonna be strapped.
You gotta get a red gun.
Red?
No. Yeah, you have
to. I love red.
In honor of Red Raspberry, your uncle who was a CIA secret agent.
He wasn't a CIA agent.
Yeah.
He was military intelligence.
And in honor of your next-door neighbor.
I had a next-door neighbor named Cosmo Brockington growing up.
I heard he loved the color red.
Sure.
All right, are you shooting again?
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, get that gun and shoot those cans.
All right.
Don't point it at anyone.
The cans has the letter of the alphabet on it.
Yeah,
right.
All the letters are represented here. Let me give you more.
Yeah, give me some room.
Watch this on
Kid TV. Want to see what happens?
It's a Nerf gun, by the way.
And we will pick it up when it's shot down. You got to cock it.
Right. Well, he told me it was already cocked.
Oh, you did? Well, don't lie to Kelly.
Oh, first shot!
Wow.
That's not where I was aiming, but okay.
First shot.
Don't say that. You got to scare people and let them know your aim's on point, Kelly.
As long as you make contact.
Target's
off.
The first letter is P.
P.
All right. Now, if we got that letter again, that would be funny.
Yeah, the P is still in play. It went back up on the thing. Move, JC.
You are freaky.
Oh, I didn't put on my
No, I wasn't aiming
glasses.
For that one. That's the problem.
Aim for the P again.
Well, no.
Safety first.
No, don't aim for the P.
Yeah.
Oh! It's just a little high. That was a headshot.
I don't know how accurate this thing is.
Oh! There we go.
Yeah!
There we go!
I bet you aimed it way on the other side.
Yeah!
Our second letter is B.
B.
P-B.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
P-P-B-P.
Yeah. Paul Blart.
Those are the two initials for the free money name
Paul
game.
Paul Blart.
Paul Burns. That movie was on this
Paul
weekend.
Blart. Yeah, so caller 13 with P-B or P or B. That's hard.
B-B.
P-B or B-P as the first and last initial of your legal name, the one that's on your ID.
B-P oil spill.
Caller 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
Caller 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And if your initials did not get called this round,
Don't worry.
An hour from now, Kelly's going to shoot
again. Yeah, I'm loving it.
We're going to get brand new letters.
I never knew I loved shooting so much.
You didn't.
This is so scary. I feel like this is going to be part of your snapped.
This is the beginning of my passion for guns.
Well,
I'm like all up in that amendment. Which one is it?
A man. No, right.
Second Amendment. I'm all up in number two. Woo-hoo.
All about the number two amendment. Speaking of amendments.
I was going to be a
government
cop.
Stuff.
Vote today.
Yeah. Today is election day.
That's right.
Yeah.
November 4th.
Yeah,
and
I pre-voted.
Pretty much everything from governor on down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're voting for.
Yeah, like your state.
Are these called early something?
No, this is called midterm.
Midterm election. That's what it is. Or midterm election.
But there are some governorships that are that are up.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, since we want to jump on board with this, you're going to hear some slam ads we wrote for each other in about 15 minutes.
Well, you see those political attack ads.
Some of them are
nothing's off limits.
Oh, yeah. We have some really bad ones here, Jenna.
And these are real ones. These are real political ads.
You're going to get to hear the ones we wrote for each other coming up soon. I'm sure those will be hilarious.
Like this political ad from a guy named Bob Quast, who was running for Senate in Iowa as an independent. And he used a family matter in his ad.
I believe in every aspect of our Constitution, which even a baby knows includes the Second Amendment.
If you are the sexual predator and sociopath who murdered my sister Lynette, and you come to my front door to do harm to my girls, I'm going to use my Glock to blow your balls off.
Holy smokes. That's a real ad?
Yeah, Bob Quast is very pro-guns.
Why?
Holy smokes.
Why the chipper music in the background?
Because yeah, right?
You got to make people feel happy. And at the same time, let them know Bob means business.
Oh, you know what he's doing? He's trying to do like those men's virility ads. Did you just, if you're watching it, that's what he's trying to copy. The real happy guy who's really happy in his pants.
But he's,
that's what he's trying to imitate.
But he's psycho. Here's another one.
Wow.
Here's a weird one with the candidate riding off on a donkey, which is the political symbol for Democrats.
They call me a long shot. They say I can't win in this district. But what happens to an elephant that stands around doing nothing for too long?
Oh, shot.
Jeez.
Okay.
My name's Eustachio Beltran.
Shout out.
And I approve this message.
Dang.
Ah.
Dang.
He shot a elephant pinata.
An elephant stand for the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's going to kill Republicans for standing too long?
No, he said he's just making an analogy. If you stand around too long during hunting season, if you stand around during hunting season,
do you know how hard it was for him to find an elephant pinata?
It's so easy.
We've got, you know what we've got to do tomorrow?
That is awful.
We've got to see if these guys that have these bad ads actually won.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, with, if this ad worked.
That is awful.
I'd be very curious to know that.
Now, how about this one right here? A guy in Ohio named J.D. Winterig attacked John Boehner.
You make a great team. It's been that way since the day you met. But your erectile dysfunction? It could be a question of blood flow. Sometimes when a politician has been in D.C. too long, it goes to his head, and he just can't seem to get the job done.
Erectile dysfunction!
Man, it's the second one to go that route.
How good is that?
At least it gets your attention.
He went after John Boehner because of the name.
Yeah.
Wow. Some people call it another name. We've all heard that one.
Okay.
How about... Here's what really matters in Congress.
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm. So when I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork. I'm Joni Ernst, and I approve this message because Washington's full of big spenders. Let's make them squeal.
She castrates pigs.
All these men are going to wince when they come around her.
Of course we are.
That's hilarious.
I want to know if these people won or not. We got to follow up tomorrow.
And then there was David Dewhurst, the lieutenant governor of Texas, who made a Let It Go parody.
Oh, this is something.
Because Danny don't care what you're going to say. Let my lies rage on. Lying never bothered me anyway.
Gosh, that's so bad.
That's terrible.
That's bad. So there you go.
Well, good luck. Good luck to all of our candidates.
We got our political ads slamming each other coming up in 10 minutes now. So make sure you tune in for that. But first, let's try to give away some money.
Let's do it.
We have a B on the phone. Belinda, how you doing? Shout out.
Hello.
Hi, Belinda.
Hello.
How you feeling this morning, Belinda?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah?
Good.
Belinda, we call the initials B and P. What is your last name?
My name is Belinda Padilla.
Shut up.
Oh, you messing.
Yeah.
You call Padilla.
Yes, I am. I am Mexican, JC.
Yes.
Yay.
I could tell.
Tell her the good news.
Belinda Padilla, you just won yourself $500. No problem.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
It don't stop.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous. I'm shaking.
Okay.
What was your last name again, Belinda?
My last name is Padilla.
Yeah, Padilla. Did you not hear her?
You said it more Mexican than she did. I was just making sure.
There's no way to say it more Mexican than anybody. Her last name is Padilla.
Padilla.
Padilla rhymes with rodilla.
Did you go on your Twitter or your Facebook or your Instagram and post free money for Kid Nation?
Did you do that? Belinda.
I did. I sure did on my Facebook.
Oh, $1,000.
There you go.
Belinda, you just won $1,000.
Oh, my God. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
You sound like a lady that could use $1,000.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Who can't use $1,000?
Yeah. What are you going to spend it on, Belinda?
I don't even know. I don't know. I was going to pay bills, but no, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to pay bills.
You know what? You think about it. You take a day and think about it, Belinda.
I love Belinda.
I am.
I'm so glad you won $1,000, Belinda. You enjoy that money, okay?
Thank you, JC. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Al.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you, Jenna.
And Jenna, I'm sorry.
She's nervous. She's excited.
It's all right. I'm easily forgettable.
All right, Belinda. We love you, okay? Enjoy your day.
I love you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You drive safe.
You know what else is exciting?
What?
hashtag Big Al from Kid Nation.
Oh, yeah. Okay, y'all.
Go
yeah.
see that on my Instagram and on Twitter and retweet.
Retweet,
let's
y'all.
Let's make Big Al as famous as Alex from Target.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also hashtag Alex from Target on Kid Nation. We're trying to get Alex from Target.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We have a really cool experience we're giving away. VH1 and Kid Nation have the experience of a lifetime for you. A seat at the second annual You Oughta Know Live in Concert, hosted by Nicole Richie. One lucky winner and your guests will get to go to New York to see 12 acts on one stage Whoa. In one night only.
Mm.
Yeah, some of the performers include A Great Big World, Aloe Black, American Authors, Bleachers, Churches, Echo Smith, Congos, Mary Lambert, Tove Lo, Vance Joy, who I love, and Sam Smith. The only way in is to win. You can enter at KidNation.com once per day. Each day through Friday at noon Central.
All right.
And be sure not to miss the second annual You Oughta Know Live in Concert, November 13th. It's at 9 o'clock Eastern, only on VH1.
Perfect. Thank you, Jenna, for letting us know about that. Oh!
Alex from Target Watch 2014.
What?
We're all over Alex from Target Watch.
Do we have breaking news, or you just wanted to play the cool sound?
No, I just want to let you guys know we have no breaking news, but we're still looking we're still looking for Alex from Target to call the show.
We did find out that Rhett, that called in earlier, truly is one of his friends.
Yep.
Yeah,
look him up.
Rhett was going to try to put in a good word with Alex's dad.
Yeah,
who is Alex from Target, JC?
Alex from Target is the overnight sensation, Big Al Mac.
Mm-hmm. That's really what he is, actually. Yeah. He's Alex from Target.
He's no Big Al from Kid Nation.
Kelly's
but...
trying to get that going, right. But it's not the same. Some girl thought he was good looking, took a picture of him while he was checking her out at Target.
She took it kind of on the sly, like from the angle of the picture. She had to have been holding
her. It was a sneak attack.
It was paparazzi.
From her stomach or something.
Posted it up on Instagram, went on Twitter. People started retweeting it. And
just from this one little picture of this 16-year-old kid, this cashier at Target, it's just gone viral.
Yeah.
The latest BuzzFeed meme is, imagine, it's over the photo, imagine Alex whispering in your ear, do you want to sign up for a Target membership card?
I would.
I cannot believe when people tell Alex no.
How do you tell Alex no?
You can't tell Alex no. You want to sign up. It's 5% back on all your purchases.
Okay.
It doesn't cost you nothing.
Exactly.
Commercial.
We want to know if you've said no to Alex, because we'll call you a liar to your face.
Do you know all of the people that have tried for years to get anything to go viral? And they're coming up with videos
and
pictures over the past, for years.
No, it just has to be the perfect storm.
And this guy some girls take the pictures.
Alex didn't choose the fame life. The fame life chose him.
Yeah.
Some people are just touched by God.
Yeah. By the way, that was
Alex from Target Watch 2014.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day. All right. Now,
and go vote today, please.
Yeah. Also, speaking of that, it is election day.
To be a 16-year-old boy with that kind of power, just at your fingertips overnight.
Oh, man, he's got 500,000 followers.
Overnight.
It's okay. Maybe one day we'll get there. Kelly's there. Kelly, you're there.
I'm not at 500,000.
I know. With election,
like
I'm gonna pay him to do something. I don't know what yet.
With election day upon us, we decided to get in on the action.
Yeah.
Because we find that these election attack ads are pretty hilarious. Because half the time, I believe they're making things up.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're allowed to say things whatever you want about these people, because some of these things are really, really raunchy.
Yeah, some of them are actually true, though, and you just have to have it exposed.
Right.
Yeah. If you have skeletons and you're running for office, they're gonna come out.
Yep.
So we decided to make our own election attack ads.
Oh, no.
We all drew from a hat. None of us have any idea what position we're running for, and we have no idea who's attacking us.
Yes. Yeah. We each drew someone else on the show's name, and then we drew a position that is a real office that someone would be running for.
So what we're going to do is, instead of just saying, I did this one for this person, we're just going to play these randomly, and we'll find out who wrote them at the end.
We're going to be surprised just like you.
Yeah. So welcome to the surprise of the election attack ads
that
we're doing right now.
Sounds good.
Let's kick it off with the first one, Shannon.
Jenna P. Owens is running for pest control officer. Sure, she may look like the king of the jungle.
Anyone ever told you that you look like a lion in the face?
While most people are terrified by the prospect of wild animals running around wreaking havoc, Jenna P. Owens embraces the creatures of the wild. She even feeds them.
This one's mouth's open, though, but it looks like it's gonna bite.
What do we really know about Jenna P. Owens? In the spring of 2014, Small creatures wandered into her very own garage. Jenna P. Owens did everything but control the situation. In fact, she nurtured the animals and gave them refuge.
That cat just purred and scratched, and I got no sleep.
Jenna P. Owens.
Okay. We'll play with the animals.
She's no pest control officer. She's just a pest.
I guess that actually made me look likable. For pest.
Yeah. That made me look likable, like an animal lover.
Yeah. Who approved this message?
I approved that message.
Al, where was he attacking?
Well, I mean, she's a pest control officer, but she loves pests. So
cats. It was all about cats.
She hates cats.
I feed the street.
Okay. Way to commit, Al.
That's a loose, it's a loose premise, but that's what I was going with.
It was kind of easy.
And we said 30 seconds.
Yeah, that was probably a minute.
How long was that, Shannon?
That was 52.2.
I ain't mad at you.
Right.
Yeah, hey, I didn't time
good
mine.
Good job, Al. You, high five, bud.
Thanks, Al. Yeah. Thanks for not.
You got your homework in on time, and I'm proud of you.
You're obsessed with that P. Jenna P. Owens.
I know.
Jenna P. Owens.
Production room said yours was a minute and a half, and they had to cut it down. They apologized for that.
Yeah.
They left out all the funny parts. Based on this, none of you have any room to say anything about time.
That's true. I didn't time mine.
Mine was barely ever. None of you have any room. Tell to you, say Shannon, a word. Before you run your mouth, I timed it for me to read it, and then I was told, no, the voice guy has to read it. So he could have added, indulged, and added sound.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, we'll blame the voice guy on this
one. All right, voice guy.
We're doing attack ads against each other. Big Al Mac just attacked Jenna.
Yep.
Kind of. we'll move on to the second one.
Jose Chavez is asking for your vote for wastewater treatment plant superintendent. Mm. Has there ever been a less worthy candidate for a position that provides such an unappetizing yet vital service for our community? Jose Chavez has proven urine-filled bottle after urine-filled bottle that he not only has a blatant disregard for human wastewater, but for bottles. Bottles that could have been recycled to save the planet if it weren't for the fact they were poisoned by his own wastewater. A vote for Jose Chavez is a vote against our planet. Vote no to Jose Chavez on November 4th.
Mm. This ad paid for by Kelly Raspberry. I approve this message.
No, you did. Nice. Oh, no, you did.
Nice.
Wasting in bottles.
So far, I have been attacked by Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah, and I attacked Jenna.
And you attacked Jenna.
And all speaking all the truth.
Yeah.
No lies.
There was no lie in my ad.
You know what? The truth shames the devil.
The only lie in that is that the bottles could still have been recycled.
No, who wants to recycle after they know you peed in it?
It could be recycled.
I don't want to know that my bottle it's I'm drinking sterile. Out of was once peed on by you. Okay.
Let's continue our political attack ad.
Destroying the planet.
Here on this election day, I still think I'll win that.
Big Al Mac for Railroad Commissioner.
Choo-choos!
He's only running for the position because he liked the song, Come On, Ride the Train.
True.
Is this the kind of person you want making decisions that affect your future? The person that reads inappropriate stories to children?
Don't blow your hose all over the place.
The only thing Big Al Mac knows something about pertaining to this job is gas. But it's not the kind of gas that matters. Big Al Mac, Railroad Commissioner, or railroading you?
Choo-choo!
Oh. This ad has been approved by Jenna Owens.
Yeah.
That's me. And the rest of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Minus Big Al. So basically just Jenna, Kelly, and JC.
How'd you get our endorsement, Jenna?
Yeah, right.
I'm okay with it.
You're okay?
I'm so upset they cut out the funny part that with Michelle Tomica and Tanya on the train. And I'm like, Al had Michelle Tomica and Tanya. That was my favorite line.
Michelle Tomica and Tanya were upset that you were trying to throw them under the bus.
Shout out. So, who's left?
There's
so that
one
means Jenna
left.
Attacked Big Al.
Yep.
Al attacked Jenna.
Yep.
Kelly Raspberry attacked Jose Chavez.
Well, I wonder who's going to attack me.
Which leaves one more.
Kelly Raspberry, candidate for Comptroller of Public Accounts. Mm. Would you put the trust of your money on a woman who's repeatedly said she's not good at math? Most importantly, Kelly Raspberry is running for a position that is of the public. But there is one thing she cannot stand.
You people.
Who is that?
You people.
Kelly Raspberry, the woman who hates.
You people.
That live in the USA. Kelly Raspberry hates Americans and babies. Because babies are you people, too.
You people.
You people.
You people.
I'm JC Chavez.
And I totally reluctantly approved this method.
You don't even know what a comptroller does, so you just had to go.
Yes, I do.
What does a comptroller do?
The comptroller, they take some of the tax revenue, and then they throw it into other places.
Who do you trust more with money on the show than me?
Oh, you know what, Kelly? You'd have my vote for comptroller.
Yeah.
I'm being honest with you.
So you had to go where you knew you could get away with it. By one, quote, taken out of context.
Your comptroller are supposed to take taxes from, like, batteries and stuff, I think is what the comptroller does.
One, quote, taken out of context.
Yeah. I read it on Wikipedia.
Batteries?
I had to look up what the comptroller did.
Batteries?
I had no idea what the comptroller does.
Batteries?
Yeah, well, there and other small things that are taxable. Batteries being one of them.
Like food and, like, everything?
Like everything?
No, not everything. This is one particular state.
Oh, okay.
And so
they have a battery controller.
Running for comptroller.
They don't have state tax, so they have to find the tax from other stuff. And apparently, the comptroller will find the tax from the batteries.
Well, the price of batteries in that state has got to be through the roof.
So make sure you go to KidNation.com. All of our attack ads are posted on there, and vote for your favorite. So we could find out who the winner of this election is.
Or the loser.
It's this one is the important election.
A vote no. This is what Al and I are talking about when you go to the polling booth.
All of the issues are worded in such a way.
Yeah, that you don't know if yes or no.
Does that mean you're actually voting no? And voting no means yes. So by voting for our attack ads, are we voting yes or no?
You're voting for which one you thought is the funniest. And that person will end up winning
the
election.
Vote for the best.
They do win.
The person that made the ad.
Wait,
the best attacker wins.
A vote yes means yes.
A vote for mine means you like mine. A vote for Kelly's means you like Kelly's. A vote for Al's means you like
Al's. You're just voting for the best ad, and that means that person wins.
Oh, man. Right. I'm so confused.
No, you're not voting for issues. You're just voting for the ad.
Yeah, and if you vote for Al's, that means you like Jenna.
See, that's the confusing part.
Get into tech. Vote for the one you thought was funniest. That's all we're doing.
The person who wrote it wins.
Do what you always do. Vote for Kelly.
No.
Just vote for
Vote for the funniest.
No.
Maybe Kelly's was the funniest now. Now, let's turn Kelly's confusion into that gut-wrenching feeling she gets when she has to do these things. Last week, Jenna and I competed in the first round of our new parody song challenge, The Voice Factor Idol. This week, it's Kelly and Al's turn. And we learned last week, it's all about song choice. So next, we have to figure out what they're going to sing about, and we need your help. What is something crazy they should sing about? Give us a call, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
How are you guys feeling?
I'm all right. I know I can't do worse than you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have been asking you to join our or enter our Insta-Twin contest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what this entailed was send us pictures of your Halloween costume where you're basically the twin of a celebrity or a Halloween character or anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got a bunch of great, great, great pictures.
A bunch.
Yeah. And thanks to Party City, we have some $200 Party City gift cards to give away.
Uh-huh.
And also a $1,000 Visa gift card, and we have your winners for you.
All right.
Yes. In the adult portion of the contest, we have three runner-ups who are each going to receive a $200 Party City gift card.
Okay.
Jackie Nugent, Disney's Maleficent is what she was dressed as. The Maleficent was incredible.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Giselle Housler as Ariel's Little Mermaid.
She looked great.
Colby Fontenot as Twisty the Clown from American Horror Story Freak Show.
He was
one
so
of my
scary.
Favorite TV shows right now. You guys are each going to get a $200 Party City gift card.
And in the kids division, Kelly, will you please announce the winners?
Oh, sure. Let me get the piece of paper. The runners up each get $200 Party City gift cards. Maggie Pope, little 2-year-old Maggie, was dressed as Beetlejuice.
Cutest little Beetlejuice.
Incredible.
I'll be Very honest, good. That was my pick. I thought that was so great. 7-year-old Chloe Reynolds dressed up as Riff Raff.
My man.
Hilarious.
My man.
Yeah.
Well, Chloe is not a man. My girl.
My girl.
Riff Raff. But Riff the Raff, overall winner winning a $1,000 Visa gift card.
You ready? I got you, Kelly.
Everybody, let me try.
Everybody do a syllable.
Let me try.
Okay.
Snukumi Pepe Arona as La Muerta from the Book of Life.
She dressed as La Muerta from the Book of Life, and man, was that so good.
Snukumi Pepe. Is that right?
Snukumi Pepe.
All right, so this character was, it was kind of a Dios de la
Muertos,
right?
Yeah, she's La Muerta.
The sugar skulls and everything.
Yeah.
She matched the Book of Life perfectly.
Wow.
So congratulations.
Nailed it.
Your family wins a $1,000 gift card.
Nice.
From the wonderful people at Party City.
What would be the nickname for Snookumi Pepe, because that's a long Pepe. Name to have to write. Is it Pepe?
It could be Snookumi. 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 Or Pepe. Or
Pepe.
Oh!
Never seen that.
Alex from Target Watch 2014.
Wow. We've been keeping you posted all morning long on Alex from Target Watch.
Who's this again?
Alex from Target Al is the overnight sensation, the young man that works at Target. Okay. Somebody snapped his picture.
Pretending she was checking text messages, she sneaked a picture of him and put it on her Instagram, and the rest is history.
She
went viral.
She was checking him out. Well, he was checking her out. Mm-hmm. You get my drift. Well, apparently now if you go on Google and you start searching Alex, you just type in Alex, the first thing that pops up is Alex from Target.
Wow,
Shut up. He's the first Alex?
First Alex. So in your face, Alex Pettifer and Alex Trebek and Alexander the Great.
What if you just type in Al? Still Alex from Target.
You get Big Al from Kid Nation.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, Kelly.
No Alex Rodriguez.
No A-Rod. Yeah, thank you, Jenna. In your face, A-Rod. Alexander the Great, if you're so great, how come you don't work at Target like Alex does?
Alex from Target. Wow.
That was your latest.
Alex from Target Watch 2014.
There's still no word on getting him on the show.
Well, I have faith
don't
in
worry,
Rhett. Rhett, his buddy, is going to help hook us up.
We got intel. We got Rhett working on the inside.
All right. Sounds good.
Rhett's his friend. And now let's move on to our latest craze.
It's crazy.
I'm so excited. I feel like we've been waiting forever.
It's our parody song challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last week you and Jenna went head to head, and Jenna nailed it. This is JC's song.
When you go, you gotta go, 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 go. Gonna have to hit the stove. The voice factor idol.
I'm sorry, I have to play this.
It's okay, thank you.
Get a little flavor of what they missed.
Let's play the winner from last week instead. Thank you.
I've been locked out the best.
So basically, a parody song about a topic. Both of you are about the same topic.
Yeah.
Right.
And
you go head-to-head. It's live. So song choice is key.
Yeah, you can choose any song you want. You only had a day to write it.
Right.
We spin a wheel of random topics. Ours landed on peeing in random places or having to pee. And
yeah. Song choice is key. Starting on key is key.
Uh-huh.
All that good
I'm
stuff.
I'm not really on key.
I'm so busy, Al.
I am, too.
Well, I'm sorry, you guys.
Let's me and you.
It's Turtle Tuesday.
Forfeit.
No, you cannot forfeit, Kelly. You can't just forfeit life every time.
Bit killer.
You have to do it.
I mean, if forfeits, then I guess there's nothing left for me to do. So
the problem
is, we're both
so
eliminated.
The problem is, if Kelly doesn't do it, what are we? We can't punish her.
No, then
basically, yeah, that's true.
What are we going
to
spank her?
No, then Kelly would have to go.
Oh.
Because this was a whole month long bet idea. It was a tournament because then the losers face off in the runner up challenge next week, and then the winners go the following week.
I'll try to find time to write a song today.
Stay tuned for JC versus Al next week.
Well, you guys, we need to fill a few spots on our wheel of topics because we have some random topics on there, but there's a few openings.
Leftover.
We should throw Alex from Target up there.
It could be if
Alex
you want.
Alex from Target, let's put him on there.
Alex from Target is a topic on the board. What else do we have, Mikey?
All right, other stuff that we have leftover from last week and also suggestions on Facebook and Twitter are truck drivers. Icy Hot,
that's a good one.
Male strippers, hair weaves, bikinis, JC's butt thermometer.
I don't like that one.
Hooking up with coworkers.
Hey now.
Sausage, giraffes.
Giraffes. I mean, that's a pretty good one.
All right.
We're taking calls.
Going to take some calls. What should we sing about, or what should Kelly and Al sing about? Holly, what's your topic?
Well, I think it would be funny if they sang about sneeze, tooting in church, maybe in prayer.
Yeah, that's a good topic.
That's
if you just leave
topic.
It to like church, it leaves
bodily
it more
function.
Wide open.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
It different ways.
I don't want to hear that sound effect.
Bodily, you don't have to use it.
Well, let's
bodily functions in church. All right,
awkward church moments.
Which sound effect don't you want to hear?
You okay
Kelly,
with that, Kelly? You don't look okay with that.
No, if JC punches that toot sound effect again, I'm going to have a serious problem.
Have you ever had?
I really don't like that.
Have you ever had to make change out of the offering plate? That's something that's kind of uncomfortable. There's one time
I don't think you're supposed
that's
to
the way
do that.
You could go.
Thank you, Holly.
Just
running
awkward
low.
Church situation. All right,
so we got sneezing.
Are you okay with that, Kelly? Awkward church situation.
Awkward church. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Church.
Yeah. Let's go to Reese, seventh grade Reese.
Toothpaste.
Say it again, Reese.
Toothpaste.
Okay.
Many of funny things you can write about toothpaste.
What's your toothpaste brand of choice?
I use sensitive like Sensodyne or either Colgate sensitive. Now I'm on the Colgate sensitive too.
Okay.
Yeah. My teeth are very sensitive. I think it's a redhead thing.
I'm more of a Arm & Hammer.
Thanks, Al.
Like yeah. Really?
I was wondering what you use.
Bacon soda? Uh-huh.
Anita, what do you think they should sing about?
I'm going to go with puberty.
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 Yeah. That's a good one.
That could be good for some singing effects, voice cracks.
That's exactly what happened to me last
week. Alex from Target.
Yeah.
I was going through puberty.
Wrong topic, but.
Yeah, wrong topic. That's a good one. Okay. Let's go with Jessica. Nope, that's not Jessica. Let's hit Jessica. There you go. Jessica, what do you think they should sing about?
Stepping on dog poo.
Oh, everybody's done it.
Yeah, we all have.
Everybody's done it.
Oh, yeah.
Then you got to get a stick.
Know an entire song about it.
Yeah, those are that'll be funny if it's P and then number one, the number two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
I don't know. What do you guys think? You want it to be on the board?
Stepping in dog poo?
P and then the possibility of poo.
Okay, Kelly doesn't like it.
I don't know.
What do you think, Al?
It might be too redundant.
Maybe,
I mean, with what they did last week.
Save it for two.
Save it for another one.
We already have JC's butt thermometer on there.
Yeah,
thanks. Megan, this is a good one. I think a funny song could be made out of this. Go ahead.
The unique Starbucks language. Venti, no whip, double pump, skinny latte.
Starbucks jargon. That's a good
topic. I guess we could try that.
And you know what I heard is they're going to start a delivery service, so maybe there's something there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Jamie, what is your topic that you want them singing about?
My topic is prison tattoos and the stories behind how you get them.
Prison tats.
Yeah. I like
better. Prison tats.
Prison tats is a good one.
Yep. All right.
It's on the board.
How many spin
it? Are we full?
We filled it up.
We have filled up the board. Thank you, everybody who called. We'll do it again next week when it's me versus either Kelly or Big Al Mac.
Probably be me.
In the loser bracket. Here we go.
Thanks. Voice Factor Idol topic spin.
I don't even know what my favorite is.
The wheel of topic.
I know, right? I don't even know what I'm going to sing.
And it landed on...
Toothpaste!
All right.
Toothpaste.
Okay.
Toothpaste. Right,
there's something we can do with that.
Yeah.
The comedic potential is all right there in front of us.
I guess I already let the cat out of the bag that Arm & Hammer was my toothpaste of choice. So.
Of all those categories.
I cannot wait what hilarity you guys come up with
Can
tomorrow.
Can we just re-spin for you guys?
Toothpaste.
That's what I asked for last week.
Toothpaste.
You asked for toothpaste?
No, the re-spin.
Oh,
Once it's fun, it's fun.
I don't want to make the person who suggested it feel bad.
No,
I mean, it doesn't have to be. There's something that happens with toothpaste that you
Can make funny. Kelly? It doesn't have to be like punch funny. It could be like ballad funny. Like, you know what I'm saying?
What are you giving me your secrets to making a funny song?
No, not at all. I'm just sitting here trying to think of something upbeat.
Well, don't give her advice.
I'm just
She's
thinking
your
out loud.
Or maybe don't take it so literally.
Yeah.
And you can maybe toothpaste is a metaphor.
Yeah, maybe it's not actual toothpaste that you brush your teeth with.
Any genre of music, you're going to do it live at this time tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're
excited.
I can't wait to hear what Blake Shelton song
I'm going to squeeze every little bit of comedy out of that toothpaste.
I get it.
I feel good, Jenna.
Like relief that we have another week off.
I feel good that I got mine over with. Mm-hmm. And then I got to do it again next week.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Free money, baby.
Oh, yeah, we're playing twice a day now.
Trying to give away some of these ends.
Yeah, we did give away $1,000 earlier.
Ends, Nick. Nick, end. Not end, like the letter end. This is Nick from the back office. Nick's a very white guy.
What are we trying to give away?
Ends. ENDZ. Ends.
Right.
It means money.
All right?
Oh, okay.
Break it down for y'all. Ends.
Gotcha. Benjamin.
Yeah.
Okay. Belinda Padilla won $1,000 an hour ago with the free money name game, and we want to get another $1,000 winner with our shooter, Kelly Raspberry.
I'm so good, I'm not giving up this gun.
She's going to shoot her Nerf gun.
Kelly is eating a breakfast bowl.
I can multitask.
With a gun in her hand.
Now we need two initials.
That's a country song right there.
They need to match your first and last name on your legal ID. Kelly double cocked.
We're on
full on double cocked.
You never double cocked.
What happens?
It jams it.
I jammed it.
Oh.
So now we're gonna.
I thought you told me it wasn't cocked.
Yeah, you cocked it twice.
Yeah, you did cock it twice.
It didn't ever snap. Again, multitasking.
No. Kelly, you're not gonna be a very good gun person.
Yeah, how are you gonna get your concealed?
Your concealed gun.
I have to take a class. I'm not just gonna walk around holding a gun.
It's working again.
Is it already cocked now?
It's ready. Yeah, it's
ready.
Cocked.
All right.
Kelly's gonna shoot for two letters.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh, wait.
What?
Safety goggles. Safety
I don't need them.
No, for you guys.
Kelly's so good.
Which side do I close?
All right, come on.
stick my tongue out or not.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, to the left.
Oh, wow. Man, that almost hit my nose.
That's what I was aiming for. I'm hoping to.
Oh!
Uh-oh. Wait, she got two.
Okay, I got two. So should those two be the letters?
Yeah. Why not?
Hit the, oh, well, there
Which one did it hit, Nick?
You.
Oh,
man, you.
We're not even going to look at the other one because we don't want to know.
It's the first one that hits.
It's the first one that hits. All right, we got one letter. Right. It's U. We're going to get our second letter.
Oh, there you go.
Dang, girl.
I have a feeling I've hit that one before.
S.
No, I haven't.
We mixed them up.
S-U or U-S.
All right.
What a great initial, because today, in the U.S., it's election
the
day.
The U.S. Great job, Kelly. By the way, if these aren't your initials, don't worry. We're going to play
I'm
again tomorrow morning twice. But right now, we're looking for the 13th caller at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If your initials are U.S. or S-U, you can win up to $1,000.
Ulysses? Start with
Ulysses S. Grant.
Ulysses.
Ulysses.
Unit starts with an E,
hey,
right?
Ulysses.
Ulysses.
Free Money Name Game.
Here's our second round of the Free Money Name Game. The letters were S-U or U-S. We have Sarah on the phone. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We were just wondering what your last name is.
Unger, U-N-G-E-R.
Yay.
The Unger Games.
All right.
Yeah, Sarah Unger. You just won $500 with the Free Money Name Game.
Way to go, Sarah.
Oh, my God.
Oh
yes, I'm super excited.
Well, we're going to be super excited if we can double that for you. Did you post Free Money for Kid Nation anywhere in the past 24 hours?
Oh, my God, no, I did not.
Oh,
Sarah.
That's okay, Sarah. That's all right.
It's okay, you still get
500. Well,
focus on the positive. You still got 500 bucks.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are you going to do with that money, Sarah Unger?
I am actually probably going to spend it on myself.
Yeah, girl.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
There you go, girl.
Well, enjoy that money. And remember, we're going to do it again tomorrow, same time.
7:10 and 8:10 Central. So if you post now Free Money for Kid Nation, that's good towards tomorrow's game.
That's right. And Sarah, you know what? You actually qualify for 100 bonus points.
Oh, good, Al. I'm glad you gave away.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and throw them in. I'm throwing 100 bonus points.
100 bonus points.
Yeah.
We're giving away Kid Nation bonus points now. You can redeem them later.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Make sure you're with us tomorrow as you get to listen to Big Al Mack and Kelly Raspberry perform their parodies live.
Woo. Oh, boy.
I'm all about that toothpaste.
Toothpaste.
We'll be singing about the toothpaste.
All about that paste. About that paste.
There you go.
The Voice Factor Idol. We're less than 24 hours away from round two. Who will compete with Jenna? We don't know. And also, please go to kidtv.com and check out Kelly's new hairdo.
You
Yeah.
You got to let the curls cool before
the curls
you brush
are
them
cooling.
Out.
So those are locks.
This is what we do, yeah.
I'm like, I feel like Cindy Brady.
You look like Kelly Longstocking.
Or that. So, yeah, my hair is really flat today, so she's trying something new.
Instead of bangs, you have tubes.
Yeah, I do, right? Like toilet
that
paper rolls
so cool.
on my head. It is kind of cool, right?
I like that.
Do women still roll their hair at night?
Some do.
Like those big old-timey rollers
or
the little foamy
some
ones?
Some people do and sleep in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't do that.
Now, Kelly, don't go outside like that.
Why?
Dudes are going to be hollering.
Mm-hmm. Will they holler at me like this?
Oh, yeah.
What will they be hollering?
They'll be like, hey, what's up, mommy?
Hey, baby, let me straighten out your hair.
Hey, Curly Sue.
Let me check out those tubes.
Yeah.
Because yesterday we played the audio of a video that went viral. And there was this woman walking around New York City wearing just black shirt, black jeans, kept a serious face, didn't interact with anybody.
At all. No matter what they said, she didn't respond, right?
But she was getting hit on left and right.
How you doing today?
Wow.
That's not good,
wow.
Huh?
Wow.
Hey, what's up, girl?
Wow.
How you doing? Somebody's acknowledging you.
Hey, baby.
Hey, beautiful.
Hey. Damn.
Sexy American Eagle.
Hey, look at that. It's $5,000.
You can't be friends.
Basically, guys were just to me. I thought they were hollering a little.
To you,
they were hollering.
They weren't too lewd.
She was just trying to prove this point, right?
Yeah, and you know how the internet is.
How is the internet?
When a video goes viral, you get a bunch of people trying to make funny parodies out of that video.
Uh huh.
So here's the white guy version.
Hey Harvard, want a network? You want a network with me?
Hey, you look really desirable, but I'm going to respect your privacy.
Hey, you want a job? Can I give you a job?
Oh, hey, buddy, want a Starbucks gift card?
Yeah, you like that? You can buy a latte. Buy a latte with that gift card.
Pumpkin spice season, son!
Okay.
We have the videos up at KidNation.com, by the way, if you want to watch them all. And then we also have the reverse. What if women catcalled men?
Okay.
Hey, you look like you love commitment. Oh, boy. Hey, what you got under that shirt, sweetie? Bet it's a good heart. Bet those arms could put together my IKEA furniture.
Come talk to me, sweetie. You want a family?
Hey, babe. Hey, babe. I bet you'd let me choose what to do with my own body.
Do you watch reality TV? How are you at foot rubs?
That's going to start. I'm going to use that as my cat call.
How are you at foot rubs?
I'm just going to be like, you want to have my baby?
Save that. I wish that happened in real life. That's so great.
Really?
Is it?
You could so get a guy if you did that.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. If I walk by a girl and I'm a single dude and she yells out, oh, those arms look like they could put together my IKEA furniture, I'd be like, well, yes, they can.
Yeah, they can, right here.
Dang right. They right can put
so you're
here,
saying
baby.
Forget the get the guy tips from Matthew Hussey.
Cat
call. Start cat calling about IKEA furniture. Yeah.
You have to admit, it's so different, it would probably work because the guy's going to crack up laughing, first of all. He's going to say,
yeah.
Okay, I got to at least talk to you for a minute.
I'm going to say,
it all comes down to what you look like.
It does.
The person making the cat call, the person making the overt gesture.
Mm-hmm.
If they're good looking and you find them attractive, you're thrilled. If they're kind of pervy, it's sexual harassment.
I want people to buy my book, Holler at the Guy by Jay Hussey. So you could holler at the guy.
All right.
Did you see this girl? She was on, I think I saw her on CNN on one of those talk shows. They were interviewing her. And they were asking her, why were most of those men African-American and Latino men? How come there were no white dudes in the video? And she completely threw the editor under the bus and said, I had nothing to do with the editing. It was all I did was walk around. It's not up to me what guys they threw on there. And they asked her. They said,
so she's saying some men were left out.
Well, yeah, because she did it all day and they edited it down. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She did it all, like you can tell by the time lapse that it was like morning to night.
But she was 10 hours she was walking around.
Maybe it was just audio quality or maybe the loud and funny ones just happened to come from the more colorful crowd.
She was in what appears to be kind of the hood. I mean,
Al, she's in Times Square.
She walked around for 10 hours. She walked around the hood. She walked around regular places. She walked around
where there's a lot of brothers hanging out on the street, not doing anything.
Right.
I mean, it's clear. It's right there on the video. There's brothers just standing there. There's certain parts of town you can go around. You'll see a whole bunch of brothers hanging out. There's certain parts of town you can go, and you won't see a whole bunch of brothers hanging out. You can go down on McDonald's right downtown any time of day. Day or night, you'll see plenty of brothers hanging out.
I just saw a white guy
McDonald's?
Walk by.
What are they doing? There's a random one.
There's a few random white guys.
Well, people are so mad. They're like, it's all African-American and Latinos.
Well, it's the majority that they're showing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe we're just a little more forward with the ladies.
You know? Yeah. Maybe the white guys were just lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Maybe the white guys just have no game.
Yeah, maybe.
That could be it.
Yeah.
I don't want to anger all the white guys.
Yeah. You don't want the white people mad at you.
I don't want that.
It's the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.